Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Chav Dalad, Simen Ches. So the Chayodim suggested this idea of saying Lamdeni Chukecho in order to finish off the bracha, that the bracha should not be bracha levatola, bracha to Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecho, and thereby considering him still in the middle of the bracha to save the Shemoneh Esrei. So since this is not such a great idea, because you're quoting a pasuk in the middle of davening, we're only going to use this idea of a davka b'dvarim shemachzir moisoi. This is only in regards to different additions, which if they're missing or if they're said incorrectly, the person will be required to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So in order to prevent the need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, we're going to use the Lamdeni Chukecho approach and save the Shemoneh Esrei. B'dvarim she'ein machzir moisoi. But when it comes to insertions, which, if they're missing, a person does not need to repeat. So take of Kishama Bercha to Hashem, Yisayim Oysa Bercha V'lo Yachzer. So immediately he says Bercha to Hashem. We say, well, it's too late to insert it, because you can't insert it here. You should finish off the Bercha correctly, and that's it. You will continue the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. As if you didn't say it. Well, if you didn't say it, Bidi Yavid, these type of insertions do not require you to go back. Alanisim, for example. If a person forgot Alanisim, or a person forgot Yalla B'Yalva, Rosh Chodesh by night, and he says, Bercha to Hashem, and he realizes that he forgot Yalla B'Yalva. So, he should finish off, and that's it, he won't say it. Person forgot Yalla B'Yalva, forgot Alanisim, and now he's in the bracha of Moedim. He says, "Okay, Yeshua, Sinu, Besu, Sinu, Zala, Baruch Ato Hashem." And he realizes that he forgot Al Nisim. He does not say Lamdeni Chukecho. He says, "Zatoy B'Shim Cholochanu Elohodos." He finishes off the bracha correctly, and continues Shemoneh Esrei without mentioning Al Nisim. But this solution of saying Lamdeni Chukecho, we're only going to use in a case where a person forgot Mashi Baruch Hamor Adageshem, and he doesn't say, he's Nusach Ashkenaz, so they don't say that Marid at all in the summer. So he didn't say Marid at all, he didn't say Marid Ageshem, or Marid Ageshem. And now he says Baruch to Hashem at the end of the Baruch. V'nam Natol HaChayus Mesim Baruch to Hashem. So if he finishes off Mechayei Mesim, he's completed the bracha without saying Geshem. So better, the Chayyim says, Selam Deni Chukecho. Go back to the beginning of the bracha, Togi Borla Lom Hashem, mention Geshem, and then finish off the bracha again at the end, appropriately. I'm skipping the parentheses. V'davka Shetob V'hizkik Goyin Mashi Baruch V'talamot V'mersachama. Now this solution of Lamdeni Chukecho, we only use it as a last resort. So what about the following question? The person, in our scenario, he forgot Mashi Baruch Hamor Adageshem in the winter. He didn't say Merit at all. He forgot Merit Adageshem. So why should I say Lamdeni Chukecho, finish off Mechayei HaMeisim, and say Mashi Baruch Hamor Adageshem? Well, can you say that there? Is it too late? Do you reach the point of no return? So maybe we should argue until you start the word atoa. You have not started the next bracha yet. You're still holding in the second bracha. So I can say Mashi Baruch Hamor Adageshem right here. Or do we say as soon as you say Mechayem Esim, it's too late? You finished, and it's too late to insert it. So the Chayyim actually makes a pshara, and he says, depends. For adding something that you forgot, like in our case, in the winter, you forgot Mashi Baruch Hamor Adageshem, even after he says Mechayem Esim, and he completes the second bracha, as long as he has not started the third bracha, he's still holding in the second bracha, and he can add in Mashi Baruch Hamor Adageshem. In the summer, where he should not say Geshem, and he did, as soon as he finishes the bracha, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So like we spoke about this idea that adding something which you shouldn't add, it's very hard to remove it. So once you finish the bracha was said with the phrase of Geshem. So it's too late to correct it. Whereas when you forgot it, as long as you have not said the next bracha yet, it's still considered you're in the bracha and you can add in Masha Baruch Hu Baruch Geshem. So now I say bracha to Hashem and I'm standing over here and I have a question. Should I say Michai Amesim and then say Masha Baruch Hu Baruch Geshem? And then I talk to Hashem. Hishmer Esrei will sound like this: Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechaya Meisim, Mashiv Baruch Amor LeGeshem, Atok Kadosh, Hashem Chok Kadosh. Or is it better to say Lamdeni Chukecho, and then go back to the beginning of the bracha, and therefore not get involved in the shaila of you're standing in between two brachas? So the Chayyim says it's better that a person should say Mechaya Meisim, and then rather than saying Labdeni Chukecha. And we'll talk about this more in the next year. Have a good day.